Good morning. Happy Friday. Beautiful morning. Anytime you wake up in the South Coast, it's a beautiful morning. But it's particularly beautiful and fun and fulfilling today because we're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts right on Cushion Avenue in the north end of New Bedford. A lot of people have stopped by to say hello. One of the regular listeners just stopped by and asked me, what did I think of the recount of the election results in Ward 2? And I said, I loved it. I loved it. Scott Pemberton earned a good victory out there. Remember, folks, he worked really hard. His mother was quoted by Mr. Hogan, right, in the New Bedford Light, who's doing a great job covering City Hall. She said, my son went door to door. He worked really hard to get elected. And I was really happy for Scott, happy for his mother. Scott really worked hard, and the people that supported him worked really hard. And I was glad to see that his victory was sustained yesterday in Ward 2. And, you know, change is good. Reading in the New Bedford Light following, I thought they did a good job following the election. They pointed out, the reporter pointed out, that Maria Giesta had gone uncontested. This was her first election where she had a challenger. And I think that's a lesson for every community, really. When you think about how conditions deteriorated in Ward 2 to the point where the district attorney's office labeled it Latin Kings country in the courtrooms during a murder trial in Bristol County. That's how far Ward 2 had fallen with the uncontested Maria Giesta collecting a salary asleep at the switch. It had fallen to the degree that it was labeled in the open criminal courts of Bristol County by Democrat district attorney appointees as Latin Kings country. That's what can happen when elected officials take their position for granted. They don't have competition, and they don't have to keep up with what's going on day after day to earn the votes of their constituents. And let's face it, the biggest loser here is Maria Giesta, because not only did she lose an election, she gave up her reputation, and she didn't qualify for her pension. So by not having competition, she was able to be asleep at the switch and having a fiesta, Maria Giesta, Maria Fiesta, having a party on the taxpayer's dime, asleep at the switch. And look what happened. She lost with almost $5,000 in the bank by 12 votes. That's because she took it all for granted. Took it all for granted. Whereas if she'd had an opponent, even a trivial opponent, every year, she would have gone out there, maybe worked a little harder, tried a little more, been responsive to her constituents. But instead, she did her best to make sure every year she went uncontested. However she did that, that's clearly what happened. And in the end, she lost not just her job, but her reputation and her pension. 508-996-0500. But it's open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. There's a whole lot going on. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Don't gloat too much, my friend.
I had nothing to do with it.
Well, yeah, but you're drinking too much Red Bull and you're eating too many donuts. You're gloating too much. She might take that $5,000 and run against your kumpad, the mayor, along with Linda Moran.
That would be great.
And then you...
Competition is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what the issue is? The issue is the taxes in New Bedford are too high. I don't understand how people in this city can vote for Mayor Mitchell when he goes up on taxes now for a decade, you know, like that. So, but that's another story. The other story I wanted to get into was Gilly Safiotis called this morning. I wasn't up at the time he called, and he reported what happened on the recount, which that was very good of Gilly to do, you know. And I know I was confused at one time. I thought that Chris Carter couldn't run or wasn't running again for city council, and he corrected me. He said, no, he's still in there. He didn't give up the city, school committee vote.
School committee.
Yeah, so I don't mind his correction, and I like his calling in because he comes in with good local information. He seems to have good sources. And so he can correct me anytime he wants, especially when I'm wrong. That's a good thing to have happen. Now, there's another question I have. How high has our taxes gone from Mayor Mitchell? What has Mayor Mitchell done for our taxes to make it go up high? What's his budget? Do you know?
Just turn it on. So, I'm sorry, you want me to tell you how high the taxes have gone up?
Yeah, what's the increase going to be? Maybe Gilly's listening, and maybe he knows, and he can call in and tell you. If you don't know, I realize you're down there, it's a little different.
I'm sorry, I had a little bit of a technical thing. Can you repeat your question again? I'm sorry, Colin.
Yes, taxes have gone up again in New Bedford. How high is the increase? And I know you're down there, you're not in the studio, so it might be difficult. And if Gilly...
Right.
If Gilly knows, I wish Gilly would call and say, yeah, they've gone up another, you know, whatever.
So, obviously, and you know this because you have properties, it depends on each individual value and how much all that goes. So it's going to be individual individually calculated. You know that.
I understand that, but how much is the average increase? That's what I would be asking. You know, that's what I think to the average tax owner. Because that is the issue for mayor. You got to get him out of there. He's been there too long. He's mayor too long. He's arrogant at times. People call in and try to give him some advice or something instead of him being, you know, well, thanks for the advice, but I've got some other ideas, you know. And it's time for him to go. And I hope the forces behind him, if he does go, don't get another clone of him and put that person in there. We need tax relief here. We need business to come into the city, and with taxes as high as they are, you're not going to get business in here. That advanced manufacturing pie, that's a joke. That's pie in the sky. The race for the mayor has begun now. You know, it's 2 years away.
No, I agree with you. The race absolutely has begun.
And this is going to be on the radio all the time about getting somebody out there that's going to look at the budget, take a new look at it, and reduce taxes for everybody in the city. He's got a bloated budget as far as I'm concerned. He's gone up every year, and he's going to continue to go up. You've got to get him out of there.
What about Linda Morad running? Linda Morad, who did not run, she still has about, I think, off the top of my head, I'm going to say $40,000 in her campaign account.
They could combine their forces, give you two for one, Linda Morad and Maria Giesta together. You know, they could
haven't we seen
forces.
That combination working in the city council together?
Yeah.
Do we really want that?
No, I'm saying they could be running for mayor and, you know, maybe two for one. And Giesta ran for mayor before, right? Didn't she? She needs that year.
She ran years ago.
Now she runs for mayor and she becomes mayor. She gets that seniority year, right?
She would then get the pension, yeah.
Yeah. So don't glow too much. Lay off that Red Bull and those Ladonas, my friend. That's more powerful than what you drink down at Rose Alley.
probably true. That's
all right,
probably
my friend.
True.
I've said it.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
No, listen. What do you think in terms of who is a possible mayor's candidate? And again, if you want to call back, sir, you can. The fact of the matter is, as he just said, and I believe Shane Burgos said it the night of the election results, the race for mayor has now started. Now, I happen to believe that the mayor of New Bedford, John Mitchell, is going to run for another four-year term. I really believe that. He certainly could change his mind, because I'm saying, without him declaring, I really believe Mayor Mitchell is going to run for another four-year term. Given everything I'm seeing, I think he's got the eye of the tiger. I think he's focused on it. And I don't see anybody willing to challenge him that's capable. 508-996-0500. Taking your phone calls. Open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, you're on the air. Hey, Gilly.
Did anybody tell you how much you went up?
One vote, right? Oh, no. Give me the taxes.
Okay, they voted on a 1.72. The six people that voted, Linda Morad, Maria Giesta, Burgo, Joe Lopes, Ryan Pereira, and Oliver. And it's going to go $160 on top of what they're paying now a year, which quarterly will be $40. So that's what they voted on. So that's the thing. They went up. It's going to go another $160 more a year for what they're paying now.
So if now, Gilly, that's on the like homeowners or the businesses?
The homeowners.
Okay.
The business, they can afford it. But the homeowners can't afford it. That's the part. And you have this gentleman that and lady that voted for the raise. And like I said on Tim's show this morning, that Oliver, last year on the 24th, because they do it every year, he said this is the first time. I'm not going to do it next year. It's on record that he wasn't going to vote for the raise of taxes. Okay, so when I brought it up to your show yesterday, you remember when I called when Tom and you were there and I said about Oliver didn't say nothing about the taxes went up?
Yes.
And you know what he did? He sent me a little emoji, right? He texted me a little emoji to Oliver. And the thing was crying and tears were coming and laughing. That's all he sent to me. Like calling me a crybaby or whatever he wanted to mean by it. You know what I texted him back?
What's that?
You know what I texted him back, Chris?
What's that?
Hello?
Yes, you're here.
I texted him back. Take your dress off and put your pants on and act like a man, in capital man. Okay? And then he texted me the same thing, the little emoji. But he couldn't talk to the people out there why he voted for the race. But he can send texts like that. So that's the money that they're going to pay $160 a year on top of what they're paying now.
Gilly, thanks for the call. Thanks for the information. I got to take a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Good morning. Friday morning, we're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts right here off of Cushion Avenue. Come up to the north end of New Bedford, say hello. Walter Moniz's store, what a great store. We're having a lot of great stuff to eat here. I got a couple more donuts than I probably should be eating. Red Bull drinks, coffee, all kinds of great stuff. Everything's made fresh here at Honeydew Donuts. Do you have a junk car? Well, it's that magical time of year here on the South Coast where not only do you have a junk car in your yard, but your car won't start and your wallet's empty. It's that special someone on your list that has champagne dreams as well. But I don't want you to panic. Mid-City Scrap in Westport has your back and your tow truck. They are paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars. It really doesn't matter. They'll tow it for free. They'll get it out of your sight, and they'll get you the cash you need for those Christmas gifts. That means more cash for gifts, heating oil, and let's be honest, more eggnog this time of year. So what I want you to do is call Mid-City Scrap today, or you can stop right by 548 State Road in Westport. You can't miss them. Mid-City Scrap, turning junk cars into cash all winter long, like Santa Claus, really. So we're taking your calls. 508-996-0500. The recount in Ward 2 went Scott Pemberton's way. I should say it went the way of democracy, right? Democracy won. The people voted, and they voted for a really hardworking guy. And now he'll be sworn in January. Congratulations, Scott Pemberton. Certified last night. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, my friend?
Hanging in there. Did you have your Boston cream donut yet?
No, you know what? I'm not a cream donut guy. I had a chocolate and a blueberry one.
Oh, I was going to say have one for me since I can't be there. I want to talk about, you know, my hat's off to Gilly Safiolas for keeping us informed about what's going on in our city. Another $160 increase. You know, Linda Morad, Maria Giesa, they're leaving, so they thought they'd stick it to us. And then Shane Burgo comes on every Monday. You know, he doesn't own property. He's sticking it to us, too. And Joe Lopes, Sean Oliver, the guy that says he's looking out for my wallet, many of us out here paying taxes. I mean, he's doing the political two-step. And then Brian Pereira, he's just piggybacks off Burgo. You know, Mayor Mitchell. Now, when he ran in 2011, I said to myself, who is this guy? Never seen him before. So he gets in. And at the operating budget in 2012 was $279 million. And since he's been in office, because we know the mayor comes up with a budget. So all the city council can do is try to make some line item cuts to the departments. So since he got in, and this is, mind you, 2012, $279 million, has went up, ballooned to $560 million in fiscal year 2026 that we're going to be going into. And that's an increase of $281 million. Let me tell you something, Chris. If he ran a law practice like he's running this city, he'd be out of business. You know, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, every year we're going to pay more money. I asked the mayor once I think it was last year, about cuts. The mayor laughed at me. He says, well, where do you want me to cut? You got to go through every department. I'm pretty sure he runs his home budget better than he does the city, because his wife would be on his case. Right? If he ran up the tab, you don't think his wife would get mad?
No, of course. I don't, let's leave the mayor's personal finances out.
I'm just using it as an example.
But no, I get it. Yeah, I do get it. But the fact of the matter is that, let's be honest, the mayor has never had any real political competition since that first election.
You're never. Right, but back in the day, Chris, you heard of the word the machine, right? I guess it's the power brokers of New Bedford, whoever they come from, who knows, Mattapoisett. I mean, I've been told, you know, old family ties, they control the political machine behind the curtain, who knows? I mean, Mayor Mitchell, basically he was born at the hospital in New Bedford, but was raised in Dartmouth, so we didn't know anything about the guy. But let me just say, my hat's off to Leo Choquette, Eric Baptiste, Brian Gomes, Ian Abreu, and Naomi Carney. You guys did the right thing, and you're looking out for the taxpayer. And Mr. Mayor, let's start making cuts. Let's start tightening that belt, because you got to stop looking at your political future. I mean, if you want to run for the Senate, good luck. But if you're going to run on your track record, it ain't too good.
Thank you for the calls, my friend. As always, a contribution to the program. Look, my understanding, and I think it's pretty accurate, no matter which shift the city council voted for, taxes were going up. The difference is, did they go up more on the business community or more on the homeowners? That's the thing with the shift, the split tax rate. Like Westport doesn't have a split tax rate. If you're a business out there, you pay the same as the homeowners. The rate is the same across the board. There's no divide and conquer. And that's why Westport, to some degree, has some of the least expensive property taxes in the Commonwealth. And let's think about this. Why did the Big Y, a supermarket chain, a family-owned supermarket chain, open two stores here on South Coast, one in Dartmouth and one in Fairhaven? They're planning to open them. They're in the mix. You can read all about it at WBSM.com. South Coast has a story as well. The old Santa Times, right? I think New Bedford Guide has a story as well. Why did the Big Y literally avoid New Bedford? They went one in Dartmouth and one in Fairhaven. Now, is that because of the tax rates? Is that because they're afraid of the Mondani progressivism, which clearly showed up on the ballot in the city of New Bedford with the re-election of Shane Burgo, although a much more diminished character than he was before? I mean, really took a haircut in his vote total, Shane Burgo. But nonetheless, you got a socialist who the majority of the city council made the president. He's sitting in the presidency's chair now. Is he one of the reasons, likely, that Big Y avoided New Bedford? Is it the election of James Roy, another progressive, to the city council? Is that the reason that corporations are avoiding New Bedford? Is it the tax rate? I don't know. Back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
This is Bob. I used to live in New Bedford. Now I live in Florida.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, nice here. About 75 degrees and sunny. On the tax rate, $160 a year, that's like a loaf of bread a week. You can't complain that much about that.
What's that, Bob?
I said the taxes went up $160 a year, you
Bob
said?
From Florida. I'm not sure he's there anymore.
Hello, can you hear me?
We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts here in the north end of New Bedford, right off of Cushion Avenue. Stop by, say hello. A lot of people are coming by and saying hello. If you've never been here, you got to stop by. They've got unique Red Bull drinks you can't get anywhere else, flavored Red Bull. They got obviously coffee, donuts. Everything is made fresh here at Honeydew Donuts, one of Walter Moniz's stores. And Walter told us the great news. He's adding a couple more stores to his fleet of stores, opening up soon, taking over in Middleborough. What was the other place? Raynham? Yeah, Raynham, Middleborough. Of course, he's got two here in the city of New Bedford. Walter Moniz doing a great job. Let's go back to the phones. Is someone there? Good morning. Thanks for holding. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, sorry, I just heard the ding. You're interesting about New Bedford. I always talked about this because the last three biggest franchises that opened in the area was Tractor Supply, Harbor Freight, and Aldi's. And all three jumped over New Bedford. They seemed to go to Dartmouth, Harbor Freight, goes to Fall River, then he jumped over New Bedford to go to Fairhaven. Same thing with Tractor Supply. They go to Fairhaven. And all the, you know, it's very, I don't think New Bedford is business friendly. That's my opinion. I mean, everybody jumps, don't seem to get any big names stores. They get like, you know, a Family Dollar, Ole's, these, you know, junk stores. Nothing in value, my opinion. What's your opinion?
Well, no, look, I've never tried to open a business in the city of New Bedford, but look, I think your examples are solid. The last major that I can think of retail business was a big one in New Bedford was Market Basket, and look how that plaza's developed. That was under Scott Lang. That was a long time ago now.
Yeah, you know, my niece worked at Market Basket. Very interesting. Like 10 years ago, she was saying they were, just in her shift, $40,000 in EBT. She was counting a day on her shift alone. So Market Basket is doing very well. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot more right now because of that. Because from what I understand, a lot of businesses like that in New Bedford come because they know it's guaranteed pay.
Yes.
Especially Market Basket.
No, look, I've
with all this giveaway, all these giveaways they give into the people. I know people need to eat, but you know, 10 years ago, 40,000 just on your shift. Imagine what it is now; it's probably doubled.
Oh, I think you're probably right. Look, and thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. A long time ago, I started talking about this, the importance of EBT to the local economy down here, the fact that you do have stores like Market Basket in Fall River and in New Bedford, in part because of the consistency of the EBT dollars, which gives people who aren't on EBT more opportunity to shop at stores like Market Basket. As an example, I know a lot of people that come into Market Basket from Fairhaven, from Mattapoisett, from Freetown, because they save a ton of money and they're paying with debit cards or cash. But some people obviously do pay from those communities with EBT as well. The people look for discounts, they look for savings, and they look for efficiency. And upgrading your home's efficiency for energy can really feel overwhelming. I understand that. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. You know, their certified experts handle everything, from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back. We're live from Honeydew Donuts on Cushion Avenue. Come down and say hello. We'd love to see you.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Next. Good morning. Good morning. We're having a fun time down here at Honeydew Donuts, Walter Moniz's shop on Acushnet Avenue, right here in the heart of New Bedford, the north end, just a little bit past New Bedford Voke. Come on down, say hello. We'll have Tom Hodgson joining us at 11 o'clock, as we usually do. We'll ask him all about the event last night at the Country Club. All I'm hearing is great reviews. Packed house for Mike Minogue, put on by the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee in conjunction with Tom Hodgson and, of course, his wife, Joanne Hodgson, who's on the Republican State Committee. Three people now running for governor on the Republican side. That'll get itself worked out. Well, you could be a part of it, though. You could join one of the Republican Town Committees, become a delegate. Those are coming up. The delegate selection, the caucuses, come up after February, I believe. That's how I remember it anyway. But we'll see. They're working on the rules. They may have finished them last night for the Republican State Committee to be a convention delegate. But if you want to be, you can be. It's a competitive process. You go to the caucus. You make a pitch. Generally, you declare who you're going to be voting for, whether it's Mike Keneally, Brian Shortsleeve, or Mike Minogue, and then you get elected to go to the convention. It's a lot of fun because there's a lot of other races, hopefully, that will be available for the delegates to vote on, to include attorney general, treasurer, auditor, if the Republicans run an auditor's candidate. I think we're all pretty happy with Diana DeSaglio. I know the legislature's not happy with her, but certainly many of us on the Republican side are happy with Diana DeSaglio. What say you? We're taking your calls at 508-996-05. It's open phones. Love to hear what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's happening? Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Hanging in there. Not happy with the tax hike, but business as usual in New Bedford. We looked at the vote, watched the council. The shifts were presented. Brian Gomes presented one. Ian Abreu presented one. Joe Lopes presented one. Morad presented one. And then she came back and presented the last one. All of a sudden, Shane Burgo takes the vote. And he starts with Morad's. The first one failed, 3-8. The next one passed, 6-5. The other three shifts that could have helped the taxpayer never saw the light of day. What a coincidence. I'll say this. To the councilors that voted to raise the taxes, you talk a good game, but it's very, very disappointing to the taxpayers. We're dealing with taxes, energy bills, water and sewer rates that are all rising. Anything that you could have done for the residents would have helped them. So hopefully with the new council, they'll dig in and they'll work so that next year we don't have a tax hike, because it's getting sickening. I don't care if it's a dollar or $100 or $160. A tax hike is a tax hike is a tax hike. And New Bedford has had enough. I hope you have a great day. Have a donut for me. Take care.
I will, my friend. Thanks for the contribution to the program. Look, the reality of it is, for the city of New Bedford, but not just New Bedford, Fairhaven, Dartmouth, Freetown, certainly Acushnet, it is local aid, all right? Local aid. Now, I have my disagreements with the mayor, many of them very public, obviously. My job is to be out there in the public. So is the mayor's. But let me tell you something. Where we do not disagree, is on the anemic local aid that the communities get from the state of Massachusetts. The state of Massachusetts, maybe you've forgotten, in 2016, as an example, we legalized marijuana. I did it reluctantly. Many of you did it enthusiastically. All across the state, to include places like Lakeville, Freetown, Fairhaven, New Bedford, we permitted the growing of marijuana, the retail sale of marijuana. And after that was done, after the local agreements were hashed out, at considerable time and expense to the communities, right? Lawyers, elected officials' times, the state of Massachusetts swooped in, changed the law, and vacuumed up all the money. As an example, the town of Fairhaven was getting $400,000 annually from the legalized sale of marijuana. Basque Dispensary out there on Alden Road that started out as a medical dispensary. Now again, we all have our personal opinions about marijuana use, recreational, medical, but I'm talking about revenue here, okay? I'm talking about revenue. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, our elected officials, state representatives and state senators, changed the rules of the game and took all the money to go to the state. As an example, it cost the town of Fairhaven $400,000 in annual monies. Talk about to the mayor of New Bedford. You can read his letter where he talks about how much state aid has diminished the unregulated direct cash from the state of Massachusetts, undesignated, for local aid. OOGA, they call it, right? OOGA. It's all about state aid. And quite frankly, that's up to our state representatives and our state senators. We've got a lot of them down here. And they've got to do something. Otherwise, we'll have to go to more things like the governor's overriding of Prop 2.5, which is not the answer. It's not the answer at all. Taking more money from the people who live in the greater New Bedford area is not the answer to the problem. Stick around. We'll be right back live from Honeydew Donuts on Acushnet Avenue. Come down and say
Emily.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. We're broadcasting live from Honeydew Donuts here on Acushnet Avenue in the north end of New Bedford. Stop by. What amazing foods they have here. And they're all made right here in the store. And they've got the very impressive, unique Red Bull drinks. Matt and I really enjoy the, Matt, of course, my producer, Matt and I really enjoy the Red Bull drinks. Flavored Red Bull. I had a peach one. What did you have, Matt?
I had a blue raspberry.
Pretty good, right?
Yep.
We always get those, and I had a nice bagel sandwich. The bagels are made fresh here. You really can't go wrong. But a donut. Coming up next, of course, we'll have, as we usually do in the 11 o'clock hour here on Fridays, former sheriff of Bristol County, Tom Hodgson, who was one of the hosts last night of the party out at the country club, from Mike Minogue, who, of course, spent an hour with us. If you missed the interview with Mike Minogue, certainly check out the podcast. It's free. You don't have to belong to anything. Just to hear the WBSM podcasts. We are going to have some local news, some national news, and then we'll come back for more live radio here at Honeydew Donuts on Acushnet Avenue.